The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather tonight to celebrate the birth anniversary of our 9th Imam, Imam Muhammad At-Taqi Al-Jawad, Alayhima Afdalu Salatu Wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Our Imam Alayhi Salam was born on the 10th of Rajab in the year 195 after Hijrah. His father, our 8th Imam alayhi salam, who was the Imam of that time, was forced to migrate to Khurasan in the year 200. And as we have talked about before, but these biodata information I think is really important, you know, just to build a relationship with the Imams. And so we repeat this all the time, but he accompanied, our 9th Imam accompanied his father for Hajj in the year 200 after Hijrah, so when he was approximately 5 years old, and that was the final time that he met or saw, had physical contact with his father, as he went back to Medina and his father went to Khurasan. And in the year 203 after Hijrah, his father, our 8th Imam, was poisoned, and the 9th Imam became the Imam of the Ummah. And at the age of how old? Ah, good, alhamdulillah. I'm glad everyone's listening, yeah? At the age of 8. Yeah, he became the Imam at the age of 8. And we talked about this just a few days ago when we talked about the wafat or the shahadat of the 10th Imam, who also became the Imam at the age of 6 or 8, that this was no doubt difficult for the people. You can understand that difficulty. And the Imam alayhi salam had to prove himself. But he proved himself through his akhlaq, he proved himself through his knowledge, he proved himself through his understanding of the deen and that which was taught to him by his father and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, alhamdulillah, convinced those who were having doubts. The period of imamat lasted approximately 17 years. And he was martyred in the year 220 after Hijrah when he was only 25 years old, by far the youngest age of any of our Imams. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed to go for the ziyarat of our Imam to Qadimiyah, and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter, inshaAllah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We will inshallah tie in the contributions and the knowledge of our Imam with our overall subject. And the overall subject that we are discussing is that of shaitan. We started the discussion a few lectures ago, and inshallah, as we said, it will continue for the entire month of Rajab. And our aim is to, number one, understand who shaitan is. We talked about this, what creation he is, who is the leader of the shayateen, which is Iblis. And who can qualify to be a shaitan? Anytime we become a nuisance, a form of rebelliousness within us that causes us to drift away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time we fit the description of being a shaitan. But the leader of those shayateen is Iblis. And when we look at the Holy Quran, the point that we have emphasized over and over again, that has been emphasized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, is that shaitan is not an enemy we should take lightly. You know, sometimes due to the constant repetitiveness of something, we almost get numb to the dangers of that particular thing, you know. The way we got numb to coronavirus, right? Like we kept talking about the dangers of coronavirus. Coronavirus is still rampant. Hardly anyone's wearing a mask anymore, right? We got used to it. And that's how shaitan has happened to us, you know. The imam we are celebrating today, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He wrote a letter to some of his awliya, and he says, "Amma hadhihi dunya fa inna fiha mughtarifun." He says, "As far as this world, we are only living in it or passing through it temporarily. It's a temporary passage. Walakin, but know, man kana hawahu hawa sahibihi wa dana bidinihi." فَهُوَ مَعَهُ حَيْثُ كَانْ. Even though this is a temporary world, one whose hawa, whose wishes and desires and the practicing of their lifestyle is that of his friend, will be with that friend forever. Yeah? That means if I take the whisperings of shaitan, I will be with shaitan. But if I take the whisperings of God's friends, I will be with God's friends, whoever I decide, even though this is a temporary world. But it's this temporary world that will decide our akhirah. And all shaitan wants to do is to make us lose out on that akhirah. And so this is something that I think is very important for us to understand. You know, the final lectures that we have on this series covers of two main questions. The first question is, well, what are the examples of satanic stratagems, right? And we'll talk about five tricks that shaitan plays. And of course, these are not exhaustive. And then the last part of that discussion is that how do we combat the tricks of shaitan? Because obviously there has to be a way. We end with the tradition, again, from our ninth Imam al-Jawad, alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. About the importance of striving for God. And this is what he says. He says, so one of the people asks him, Rajulun, he says to him, Qala lahu rajul awsini, that teach me, guide me, advise me. And the Imam says, Taqbal, will you accept it? You know? And that's something else altogether, you know, when we ask questions. Like, will you accept it, right? And so he says, Naam. He says then, Tawassad al-sabr, wa'tanaq al-faqr, warfad al-shahawat, wa'khalif al-hawa, wa'alam annaka lan takhluwa min aynillah, fanzur kayfa takun. He says, put your head on steadfastness. Yeah? Life is going to be ups and downs, right? Life is going to be full of challenges, distractions. Be patient, right? Know what your goal is. Know where you're going. And I think that's part of the problem, that sometimes we don't know where we're going confidently. Know where we're going. Know where we have to go. And what's required is sabr. Embrace poverty. وَعْتَنَقِ الْفَقْرِ, right? Because wealth is a trick of shaitan, right? And like it or not, yeah, it is. Now, he says, embrace poverty. Doesn't mean we have to live like paupers. But what it's saying is that don't have to be on the constant chase. Embrace where we're at, right? And then he says, reject your passions, oppose your desires, and know that you cannot be out of Allah's sight. Now consider how you would act, the Imam says. And this is part of that advice, my brothers and sisters. We have been told what to do. The Imams have guided us, the Prophet has guided us, Allah has warned us. Now it's up to us to put that entire jigsaw puzzle, it's all laid out, 1,000 pieces. I'll get to making it so we can see the final picture to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim, Alimun Halim, Hakimun Mateen. غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.